Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And I was talking to Jack a little bit about this before we took a break, just looking, looking at this, these last two games. Yeah, we know how important they are, but how real of a thing is it, Jack, when we talk about momentum from week to week, but especially you wrap up this season, you see a couple of good things you like, you finish with some wins here. If that can happen, is that something that truly gives you confidence going into next season?
Yeah, it's definitely something that gives us confidence. And, you know, going to a bowl game would give us even more confidence for next season, knowing that, you know, we can win these games and we can make bowls, but also that, you know, we can kind of compete with any team out there. And so we just got to continue to keep improving and you know, just be the best team that we can be.
How much do you pay attention, kind of changing gears here, but it's been an interesting week in the Mountain West Conference. When you see, obviously, after you guys beat San Diego State, shortly after that, we hear that Brady Hoke is going to retire. Don't know if there's more details there to come out later. We see Boise State. They're moving on from Andy Avalos. After the week before that, you and I talked about a big-time wide receiver planning on entering the transfer portal. And I don't know what, you know, what Wyoming's going to end up doing with Craig Bohl. Like, it just goes to show you just how much pressure is on these coaches and teams to produce winning seasons.
Man, there's so much pressure. Being a coach has got to be one of the hardest jobs, just because, you know, there's no job stability whatsoever, and you're always looking to be replaced with someone better. But, you know, it's a tough gig, and especially here in the Mountain West, I feel like so much of the time things are always changing, and it's definitely making it interesting.
Well, and you have potential. I don't know how soon this could be, but we got the news, you know, earlier in the week that Washington State and Oregon State win their court fight, basically saying they can be the only voting members in the Pac-12 or two pack or Pac-2, whatever it is, and they win that thing. So we're all wondering what that's going to look like, and I think a lot of talking heads like me will be like, hey, I wonder if they're going to try to join up with the Mountain West somehow and work that in. So now it feels like there's even more pressure because we're expanding the playoffs next season. There's realistic opportunities for any team to get into those playoffs. So now it just seems like, man, there's more pressure than ever.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, especially with the playoff expansion, is you can have a group of five team make the playoffs, and I know Cincinnati did that one year, but now it's a very real possibility that it can happen a lot. So it's pretty dire for every team to, you know, win as much as they can and have the best coaching situation they can, have the best team culture that they can going into the season.
It's just so hard. That's one of the things I've really jumped on over these last few years, how hard it can be to just win a football game. Because all of these guys, and I don't care about the records, you look at records, it you guys are all high-class athletes and coaches that are high-class that have been at these levels. If you're coaching in the Mountain West and playing in the Mountain West, you are a high-level football person. And it's just so difficult to get wins, and I know that's what everybody's grasping at, but that also adds to that pressure side of it. You might be good. You might be on the right path, but sometimes these programs just don't have the patience.
Yeah, I mean, Adazio wasn't given much time at all, right? You know, you got to let coaches kind of get their flow, get their people in there, and then let them do their stuff. But a lot of times, you know, fans or ADs, they don't see it the same way, and they want to move on. And so it's pretty crazy just how much things can change, and, you know, you're kind of never safe.
No, I do. I will say, though, it does help. I've said this about Jay Norvell a lot. He does all the other things so extremely well, and the football side of it, you know, he obviously has the ability. We saw what he did in Nevada. It's just taking some time. But he does all the other things right. He's a big community guy. He's out and about doing the things that he can do to get engagement from the fans. And that's where I think, as a coach, if you can really get that side of stuff down, there will be more patience from maybe not fans as much, but some, but certainly from the administration.
Oh, definitely. Coach Norvell's done such a good job within the community, and you know, he has us always going out and doing stuff for the community, which is super fun for us. But yeah, Coach Norvell does everything right. He knows what to do, what to say, but I think it just comes natural for him, and it's all pretty genuine stuff.
What do you think about, again, changing gears on you, looking at the Mountain West standings, speaking of that pressure to succeed? I mean, my goodness, dude, it's all over the place. What, Hawaii beats Air Force last week. Like, yeah, I don't know what football is anymore, man.
I mean, it's tough once they're on. Was it in Hawaii?
Yeah, it was in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's tough going into Hawaii and coming out with a win. I don't care who you are. I mean, that's going to be a big challenge for us next week, obviously. But, man, I did not expect that from Air Force, and I didn't expect them losing to Army the week before. But I honestly just thought, you know, it's a rivalry game. Army was the better team that day, but I don't know. Maybe they have something going on. I wasn't able to watch the game. Was there any injuries? Do you know?
Yeah, in the Hawaii game or the Army game?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I actually didn't watch that one either. It's just, you know, you're just not getting. I mean, you had Hawaii that was getting quick scores. They scored early, I guess. You know, and you and I've talked about that. If you can score early against Air Force, you do kind of take them out of their game. And that's what happened. I mean, Hawaii scored 7 in the first, 6 in the second, and Air Force put 3 points on the board in the first half.
Wow. Man, shout out to that defense. That's not an easy task to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was, you know, I think the quarterback, Larry was banged up too. So obviously you wonder what that's going to look like with this team as much as they run, but he does make a big impact on that team. So those kind of things do take effect, but Hawaii, like you said, we always say this, you play them on Hawaii, it changes things. A spread that might be 10 at Fort Collins might be 3 or something in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you got to take into account of the time difference, all the travel, the heat's different. You know, we're used to 40-degree games right now, and you know, you go to Hawaii and it's going to be 75, 80 degrees. So that's a big difference. And, you know, kind of all those factors together. And I think they play better at home. You know, they got a real sense of pride there, which is super cool. You know, just like a sense of family. And they don't want anybody come on that island and leave with a win. So they take a lot of pride in that. And we'll take a lot of pride and taking that away from them after we, you know, focus on Nevada and get through this week.
Man, get through this week, man. No question about it. It was a weird week in the conference. San Jose State smokes Fresno State 42-18. Didn't see. I had a feeling maybe San Jose wins that game, but didn't quite see that coming. Wyoming ends up losing 34-14 to UNLV. This conference is very unpredictable, man. It is extremely unpredictable.
Yeah, it's super unpredictable. I mean, you have really good teams across the conference, and each week you got to bring it, or you know you're going to lose. And I'm really excited for the UNLV Air Force game this week. Two top dogs going at it, and you know if you lose that, you might be out of that title match because Fresno's mm-hmm. right behind them, so. It's interesting. It'll be a good game, but you know, I don't know who's going to pull it out. You know, if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said Air Force, but now I don't know.
I'm with you. I mean, you're right. Air Force is 5-1. UNLV is 5-1. Right behind them, Fresno State 4-2, and then Boise State's 4-2. They had a shot, and then they move on from their head coach. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I was really surprised they did that midseason.
Me too.
I mean, who knows what was going on over there. I'm sure that was pretty alarming when you have one of your best players leave right up in the middle of the season when he's having a really good year. So, you know,
maybe.
Who knows what was going on over there.
Yeah, but maybe more to it, and I'm sure We'll sift through it as we go here. Jack, we'll wrap up the show on the other side, take a look at Nevada. What else you can give us about this matchup and what hopefully you guys can exploit and get win number five, get one step closer to becoming bowl eligible. It's the Jack Howell Show on KFKA, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.